Shalom aleichem abayisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Meizach Hashem Yisborach. We're about to begin the third topic of Parshas Ekev, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that we must remember the miracles that Hashem did for us throughout the 40 years in the desert, providing all of our needs in a miraculous way. And we must take those memories with us into Eretz Yisrael, where we will no longer be getting our needs in a miraculous way, rather in a natural way. Nevertheless, we must remember that it is Hashem that is providing us with all of our needs in a natural way. Perek Ches, Posuk Aleph. Kol ha-mitzvot asher anochi mitzavecho hayom tishmerun la'asois leman tichyun urvisem uvosem mevirishtem es ha'oretz asher nishba adonai la'avoseichem. All the mitzvahs that I am commanding you today, be careful to keep, in order that you should live and become many, have a lot of children, and come and inherit the land that Hashem has promised to your ancestors. It says Rashi, kol mitzvah kipshutoi. The poshut pshat is, although it says it b'loshen yochid mitzvah, it means all the mitzvos, the plural, the many mitzvahs that I have taught you. Umedrash agodo, the medrash darshins. Kol ha-mitzvah, a single mitzvah, but kol ha-mitzvah, the entire mitzvah. Namely, mischalto be-mitzvah gmor oiso. If you started a mitzvah, complete it. She'eino nikreis ha-mitzvah elo al shem ha-goymro. The mitzvah is named after the person who completed it. She'ne'mar ve'es atzmois yoisef asher helu b'nei Yisrael me-mitzrayim kovru b'shchem. The posuk at the end of Sefer Yehoshua says, the bones of Yosef, which Bnei Yisrael brought her from a Mitzrayim, they buried the bones in Shechem. Frek Rashi, v'aloi Moshe levadoi nisasek bohem lehaloisom. Who was the one that took Yosef's bones out of Mitzrayim? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. As it says at the beginning of Parshat Beshalach, v'yikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi. So why did the Pasuk in Yeshua attribute it to Bnei Yisrael? Elo lefishelo hispik legoimro. Being that Moshe Rabbeinu was not zoicha to finish the mitzvah, namely bury the bones in Eretz Yisrael, rather Bnei Yisrael did it, it's called after their name. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Kol ha-mitzvah. You started a mitzvah, make sure you do kol ha-mitzvah. Make sure you complete the entire mitzvah. Pasuk Beis v'zochato es kol ha-derech. Asher ilichecho Adonai Eloheicho zeh arboim shono b'midbor lema'an anoisecho lenasoisecho lo da'as es asher bilvavecho as ishmer mitzvisov im eloi. And you must remember the entire way that Hashem has led you for the past 40 years throughout the desert, in order to make life difficult for you. Why did Hashem make life difficult for you? To test you, to know what's really going on in your heart. Will you keep Hashem's mitzvahs or not? Which specific mitzvahs is this referring to? Says Rashi, that you should not doubt Hashem and you should not second guess Him. Is Hashem really keeping track of what's going on over here? Is He really taking care of us? And what was the difficulty throughout the desert? Says Posuk Gimel. Vayanecho, vayar ivecho, vayachilcho es hamon asher lo yodato, velo yodu navoisecho, leman hidiacho, ki lo yal halechem levado yichyehodom, ki al kol moitzofi adoino yichyehodom. And Hashem made life difficult for you, and you were starving. Either this is referring to the time before the month came. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach, before the month came, Am Yisrael atainas to Moshe. What you bring us over here? Lahomi says, kol ha-kol hazeh bo-ro-ov. It sounded like they were starving. And then Hashem gave you the man that you and your fathers never heard about, in order to let you know that bread is not the only thing a person can live on. Rather, whatever Hashem decides, that's what will make a person live. That's one possibility in the Pasuk. It's not so mashma that way in the previous pasuk. Sounds like the entire 40 years was a leman anoisecho. Rather, another pshat says the Rashbam throughout the 40 years. What's the difficulty? What's the starvation? The fact that a person is going to sleep and he doesn't know, he doesn't have bread in his pocket for tomorrow. A very unsettling feeling. That was the difficulty and a certain element of starvation. I don't know where tomorrow's food is going to come from. Posuk Daled, Simlosecho, Loivolesomiolecho, Veraglocho, Loivoteiko. Your clothing did not wear out and your feet did not swell for 40 years. Says Rashi, Simlo Zecho Loivoloso, Anania Kovoid, O Yushofi Miksusam. The Anania Kovoid would scrub their clothing, O Megahatsim Oisom, Kimin Kele Megohotsim, would iron their clothing like freshly ironed clothing. And the children, as they grew up, their clothing grew with them. Like the shell of a snail that grows with it. Your feet did not swell. What is this lashon of botzek? Botzek means dough. Says Rashi, like dough rises, it swells. Your feet did not blow up, did not swell like a dough does. Like most people, when they walk barefoot for a while, their feet swell. Even though Am Yisrael did not walk barefoot in the desert, as the pasuk says, Mefurash, at the end of Parshas Kisavoy, V'na'alcho lo'ivolso ma'al raglecho. Your shoes did not wear out, so they were wearing shoes. So what does Rashi mean? K'derech hilche yocheif sh'ragleim nefuchois. So one of two possibilities. Either the reason they did not swell was because taka they wore shoes, or even people are wearing shoes, but they when they walk for so long, so that could also cause their feet to swell like people going barefoot, that their feet swell even on a lesser time, but with shoes it happens in a longer time. Nevertheless, that did not happen. Posuk hei v'yodato im levavecho ki kasher yiyaseir ish es benoi adoinoi aloyhecho miyasereko. And you should know deep down in your heart that just like a person has to teach his son a lesson, and sometimes it's painful, sometimes it hurts, so too that's what Hashem is teaching you also. And even when it hurts, even when it's painful, but Hashem is doing it out of love, just like a father to his son. And you should be careful to keep Hashem's mitzvahs and to go in His paths and to fear Him, be in awe of Him. Posuk Zayin is going back on Posuk Beis. V'zachalto es kol haderech. Remember all the miracles in the desert. You know why it's important to remember that? Posuk Zayin, because Hashem is bringing you to a wonderful land. A land with flowing water and springs coming out of everywhere, in the valleys and in the mountains. Eretz chito usayro v'gefen usayno v'rimoin eretz zeis shemen udvosh. A land that has especially good wheat and barley and grapes and figs and pomegranates and olives and dates. Says Rashi, zeis shemen, zeisim ha'oisim shemen. Not all olives make quality oil. Says the pasuk, eret zeis shemen, the olives that make good quality oil. That's the tachlis of an olive, to make it for its oil. Posuk tes eres asher loy vimiskeinu shtichal bo lechem loy sechsar koil bo eres asher avone ovar zelu mei harore ho tachtsuiv nechoishes. A land that you will not eating bread in a poverty way. You will be lacking nothing. There will be plenty over there. A land that underneath its stones you could dig and you'll find metals. And from its mountains you could quarry copper. And you will eat and you will be satiated, but make sure to bless Hashem for the wonderful country, for the wonderful land He has given you. Ignore the Aliyah of Sheni and Pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu is in the middle of a thought, because if you take it for granted and you don't bless Hashem for all this goodness, you know what's going to happen? לבלתי שמר מצווה סוב ומשפטו, ומשפטו וחוקי סוב אשר עונכים את צווכו היום.
Be careful lest you forget about Hashem and stop keeping his mitzvahs and his mishpotim and chukim that I am commanding you today. And what will cause that?
Pen toichal v'savoto uvotim toivim tivne v'yoshovto.
Lest you eat and be satiated and build good houses and dwell in them.
Uvekocho v'tzoynecho yirbeyun v'chesev v'zahov yirbeloch v'choy l'asher l'cho yirbeh.
And your cattle and your flocks will become so many, and you'll have lots of silver and gold, and everything you have will be so plenty, you'll be have so much.
The words Pentoichal v'savoto in Posuk Yud Beis are parallel to the V'ochalto v'savoto in Posuk Yud.
In Posuk Yud, what you're meant to do is V'irachto es Hashem Elokecha, because if you don't, what will happen is Pentoichal v'savoto, and what will happen if you don't V'irachto es Hashem Elokecha, Posuk Yud Dalid.
ורום לבובךו ושוכחתו את אדוני אלוהיךו המוציאךו מארץ מצרים מבית עבדים.
You will become haughty and you will forget Hashem who has taken you out of Mitzrayim, out of the house of slavery.
המוליכךו במדבר הגדול והנוירו נחוש שרוף ועקרוב וצמאון אשר אין מים המוציא לכו מים מצור החלומיש.
Hashem who has led you through this great and awesome desert with snakes and serpent and scorpions.
Rashi above in Parshas Dvorim, in Perek Aleph, Posuk Yud Tes, told us that's what makes this desert great and awesome, because there's mighty big snakes and huge scorpions over there.
V'tzimoyin asherin moyin, thirst, that there's no water in the desert. And what did Hashem provide for you? Hashem took out water from a mighty strong rock.
המאכיל חומון במדבור אשר לא יודעון אבויסכו למען אנויסכו ולמען נסויסכו להיטיבכו באחריסכו.
Hashem provided mon for you in the desert that your ancestor never knew about, in order to make life difficult for you, in order to test you. What was the tachlis? What was the purpose of all this? That you should have it good at the end. And that you should recognize where all this goodness is coming from. But if you won't be uveirachto es Hashem Elokecha, what's going to end up happening is
ve'omar to bilvovecha kuchi ve'oitzem yodi osoli es achayil hazeh.
You will say to yourself, it's my ability and it's the strength of my hand that I've attained all this wealth.
Ve'zochartu es Adonai Elokecha ki hu הנויסיינךו כויח לעשויסכו ייל למענוקים אז בריסו ישר נשבע לעבויסכו כיום הזה.
You must remember that it is Hashem who has given you the ability to attain all this wealth. And he did it all because he wants to fulfill his covenant that he swore to your ancestors. And he wants to fulfill it this very day by bringing you into Eretz Yisrael and giving you all this goodness. And therefore you must recognize that it all comes from him. And that is why Posuk Yud told us, V'chalto v'savoto uveirachto es Hashem Elokecha. Recognize where it all came from. Which, by the way, this is the source for the mitzvahs Esei Deraisa of Birkas HaMozoin.
Posuk Yud Tez v'hoyo im shechoyach tishkach es Adonino Elokecha v'holachto achari Elohim achirim v'avadtom v'ishtachavis Elohim. Ha'idoy sivochem hayoim ki avoid toiveidun.
But if you don't remember Hashem, you will forget Hashem. That will lead to you being oved avodah zarah. That others have made them into gods, and you will worship them and bow down to them. And if that happens, I am warning you today, you will be destroyed.
Kagoyim asher adoinoy ma'avid mipneichem kein toiveidun.
You will be destroyed just as the goyim that Hashem is destroying from before you, so too you will be destroyed. And all this as a result because you will not accept, you will not listen to what Hashem has told you to do.
Adkan, the third topic of Parashas Ekev, to remember the miracles that happened in the desert, in order to continue remembering who is the one providing all the goodness, even in a natural way, in Eretz Yisrael.